Your baby diapers, soft on skin. This news bulletin on Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Vatra Mineral Water. Vatra, made for all, made for life.
Good Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 Hours News Bulletin on Millennium Radio. The headline: President Hichilema pledges energy investment, value-added processing to boost regional economy. Government clarifies that the United States has not imposed a visa ban on Zambian nationals but has suspended selected visa categories. Paris Agreement read France offices in Elon Musk or X.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Mugema Timothy Jidalam. President Hage Hichilema has vowed to supercharge Zambia's regional economies with energy investment and value-added processing if re-elected in August 2026. Speaking when he officiated at the Continental Energy and Infrastructure Investment in Lusaka to them, President Hichilema observed that Africa's main challenge is weak delivery and ineffective implementation of policies, not a lack of ideas. He called for a more expeditious approach to implementing government programs. The president noted that Zambia is implementing an energy mix through an open access framework to ensure efficient and reliable energy supply.
We will be driving, one of the key elements of thrust we are going to push is regional economies, provincial economies. So we need energy in each of our provinces in order to drive regional economic growth agenda, which is part of our vision. So this forum is so important in that context. Let me also indicate here briefly, and the minister has done a good job already, we have taken reforms in almost every sector. In energy, the minister has touched open access. Very, very important. I think Zambia is well ahead of other countries in the region in terms of the reforms in the energy sector.
Earlier, Minister of Energy Makoso Chikote says the government is seeking $11.6 billion to boost energy generation, transmission and grid connectivity, with plans to establish interconnectors with neighboring countries and become a regional energy hub.
Seeks to mobilize $11.6 billion in the renewal, generation, transmission and infrastructure grid connectivity. Mr. President, this is where we are talking about of the interconnectors. As we are talking, Mr. President, we are focusing at putting an interconnector between Zambia and Tanzania. We are focusing in putting interconnector between Zambia and Malawi. We are focusing in putting interconnector between Mozambique and Zambia.
ZESCO says there's need for collaborative efforts in ensuring that sensitization is enhanced when it comes to the $250 million Accelerating Sustainable and Clean Energy Transformation Program. The Accelerating Sustainable and Clean Energy Program is a 5-year program supported by the World Bank aimed at increasing access to electricity. And speaking during a community engagement in Chilanga, ZESCO Managing Director Justin Longo has stated that there is need for local leaders to proactively get involved by enhancing awareness on the program. Engineer Longo says this will ensure that more Zambians benefit from the project and have access to electricity. Meanwhile, Mr. Longo has maintained that the utility has not increased electricity tariffs contrary to public assertions. He has stated that the approval of tariff changes can only be done by the Energy Regulations Board.
There's a subsidy component that we need to access. The essence of this is to power households with affordable connection rates. Right now, there's a unique opportunity for thousands of Zambians, including here in Chiranga, to get affordable access to electricity. Through the ASEAN subsidy under the ASEAN, qualifying households can get connected for just 300 kwacha. Again, get this correct, qualifying households. You pay 300 kwacha and you get connected. To put that into perspective, a standard connection fee is 4,846 kwacha.
The government has clarified that the United States has not imposed a visa ban on the Zambian nationals, but has instead suspended selected visa categories. Speaking in Parliament this afternoon during a ministerial statement, Acting Minister of Foreign Affairs Rodney Sikumba said the suspension applies to certain visa types and should not be interpreted as a total ban. Mr. Sikumba told the House that the government is engaging the United States through diplomatic channels to address the matter. He says citizens must respect immigration laws of host countries, with particular attention to visa conditions. The acting minister explained that effective January 1st, 2026, the United States partially suspended the issuance of some non-immigrant visas, including B1/B2, FM and J categories, along with all immigrant visas for Zambian nationals. Mr. Sikumba adds that the new requirement may include a visa bond of up to $15,000 for certain categories starting August 2025.
They do not constitute a general travel ban and apply only to defined visa categories as follows. 1. The immigrant visas. Immigrant visas and visas issued to foreign nationals who intend to relocate to the United States on a permanent basis, including for purposes of family reunification, employment-based permanent residence, or diversity-based immigration. Under the current measures, the issuance and entry of Zambian nationals under immigrant visa categories has been temporarily suspended, subject to limited legal and humanitarian exceptions as may be determined by the United States authorities. This suspension applies only to new immigrant visas processing and entry and does not invalidate lawful permanent residence status already granted.
Opposition Democratic Party President Antonio Mansah has observed that public concern regarding the rapid depletion of prepaid electricity units is understandable and legitimate, noting that the power tariffs have increased since 1st November 2025. Mr. Mansah says it is important to provide a clear explanation of the situation and outline practical measures to improve affordability for domestic consumers. Mr. Mansah explained that since the tariff increased, the same amount of money now buys fewer prepaid units, even though one unit still equals 1 kilowatt per hour. He says the faster consumption of units is due to higher cost, longer use of appliances following reduced load shedding and the use of high consumption devices such as geysers, cookers, irons and water pumps. He says to ease the burden on the households, ZESCO must strengthen the lifeline tariffs for low income consumers by introducing time of use tariffs, promoting energy efficient appliances and providing targeted subsidies for vulnerable groups.
It is therefore important for ZESCO to provide a clear factual explanation of the situation and also to outline the practical measures that can improve affordability for domestic users. As the Democratic Progressive Party, we propose the following measures to improve affordability of electricity for domestic consumers. There is need to balance between affordability and financial sustainability of the electricity sector.
And now, business news. Business news.
The Online Taxi Drivers Association of Zambia has welcomed the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission CCPC's decision to fine Yango 12% of its annual turnover for unfair